B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Tuesday in Foxborough for Zolak and Bertrand. Hi, Zoe. Oh, your microphone's not on. Can't hear you. That's not good.
Check, check. One, two,
there
three.
There we go.
Zoe's mic's on.
Zoe's mic is on.
How we doing?
Good.
Hey, let's go, Louth. Get your head out of here, you know what? Come on.
Please tell me it was his fault.
No.
No, you guys grabbed the wrong headsets, but that's okay.
Oh.
It's all right. No big deal. They're just flip-flop.
I mean,
it's okay.
This. No.
Good. I don't think so.
No, you're wrong.
I don't think so,
don't you, Jim.
I don't think
you
so.
You didn't get set up quick enough and better.
The rare Jim.
I'm kidding.
Wait, did we
thank
catch,
you guys for being
did we catch the rare Jim Louth mistake today?
That's the first time.
That almost, Jim that's like ever, a unicorn, man.
When is Jim
you don't
ever,
see that.
We just right. saw the unicorn.
So, no,
Jim passed
you guys
the buck.
My lines are crossed.
Yeah.
Jim passed the buck.
His lines are crossed.
My lines are crossed here.
His lines are crossed.
Changes at the Sports Hub, huh? Jim passed the buck.
Look at that.
Listen.
Jim's only going to do.
Hey,
Jim's Tom Brady now. Jim can only do and worry about Jim.
Jim's job.
I'm getting old. I'm getting old like Ben Watson.
He's getting old. He's getting up there like Ben Watson.
Jesus.
Am I old and broken down or just overpaid?
It's a good question. You know, what kind of salary cap space could we save if we moved on from Jim today? That's really the question. And really, what kind of roster maneuvering will we need to do to get Jim onto the roster? That's what the Patriots did with Ben Watson yesterday. They just couldn't find the roster spot for him, apparently. That's what Bill Belichick said. It didn't have a roster spot for him. Do you buy that? Is anyone buying that? Is anyone buying that?
It's part
Please.
Of it. It's part of it. It's okay. Who do you want him to cut? Who do you want him
I
to
think
cut?
That is such a bad answer.
Well, what did I tell you pregame? We kind of saw this coming, right? The way this thing was trending. Not a practice Wednesday, not part of the game plan, never made the trip to Washington. That was his target date. He's had 6 weeks off. You're not ready to go that Friday of that week? They move on. That's what they do. I mean, I feel bad for Ben because Ben's a good guy. He's got a lot of kids, a lot of family. You get your mindset that you're retired from football, right? Okay, so you're done. You try and get your body right. It's a readjustment of your body to playing a physical game. And then you have to get back to training and get your body in football shape and try and get back to it. It gets dinged in the preseason, a little bit of a head issue. Now you had some time to sit back, get healthy again, and then there's not a spot for you. It's tough on him. It's tough on the team. They'd like him, you know. You wouldn't bring the guy in or talk to him or have interest in him if you didn't like the player. Ben Watson's a class act. I feel bad for him. But this is part of the business.
I don't think this is about feeling bad for him.
No, it's part of the business. I
think he should be on the team because he would make them better. He would make them better. Their tight ends are Matt Lacoste and Ryan Izzo. No disrespect to either of those two guys.
Unless there's something bigger down the road here. That's all. I mean, I don't think.
Even if there is.
They're not
so even
set.
If there is something bigger down the road, why does that exclude Ben Watson from being on the roster? Is it money? Is that why they're going to save the money?
That's part of it.
Well, that's not a roster spot thing then. So that's why I would say, on the surface, do you buy that reason yesterday about them not being able to find a roster spot? That's what Bill Belichick said.
No, I think it's a kind.
Couldn't find a roster spot for him. Didn't have a roster spot.
I think it's a kind response.
I got two for him. Two roster spots that I can find for him.
Couldn't afford to give up a roster spot.
Jordan Richards?
I mean, right there.
Jordan Richards made two tackles yesterday on special teams on Sunday.
Cody Kessler?
With no aid under. Well, maybe there's more to that.
What?
From a workload issue. No. Part of the problem is you have 42 a quarterback and you got a rookie juggling everything as the backup.
Nate Ebner.
You don't have a third or fourth year guy as the backup. You don't have a Brian Hoyer who could manage that and knows how to be a pro.
So Brady
Brady
needs the workload rest more than he needs the tight end. You're telling
think,
me Brady
think,
Brady
think,
would rather have the rest than the tight end?
There's a little bit of everything.
Terrence Brooks.
But I go to him. Okay. I said to you yesterday,
I'm just throwing
we're
out
we're at every
of
practice, we're at every game.
That
every
are here, game. That do have roster spots that I cannot in good faith say, you're telling me Ben Watson wouldn't have more value than these guys?
Hey, we're at every roster. We're at every practice, we're at every preseason game. Tell me what did Ben Watson do?
Come on. What did he do? He had 90 catches over the last 2 years, and yep. In the preseason action we saw in what, the Detroit game? Yeah, Detroit. Yeah, those catches in the Detroit game. He looked good. What we saw from Ben Watson looked just fine.
How much better does he make?
There were no issues with Ben Watson. Don't try and go back and be like, oh, what did he really show you?
No
one had any complaints about Ben Watson.
I was expecting him to play
in the preseason or thought he didn't look good in the preseason.
I expected
what we
him to
saw
be
from Ben
go.
Watson, he looked good. No, looks like he'll be able to catch some balls for them.
I looked forward last week at this time to have him, as I'm looking forward to having N'Keal Harry coming off IR and Isaiah Wynn.
We looked at Ben Watson as the only tight end they had in preseason. We're like, oh, look, the only tight end they have is Ben Watson. The only real option they got is him. That's it. That's all they have.
Watch those tight ends last night. I mean, these are legitimate, you know, pro tight ends.
And that's what Ben Watson is, a legitimate pro tight end. Yes, he's 38
years old.
Unless
they're not done acquiring a tight end.
So maybe they're not. But don't tell me it's about the roster spot. Then it's about the money,
yeah,
right? Is it about the money?
I think it's about the money.
Okay, then they have to use the money. They absolutely have to use the money and go get some.
I think they are.
Okay, then. Well, then that will be proven in time.
Yeah.
But you can't do that and then not use the money.
Incomplete.
Right incomplete.
Now. Incomplete.
It's one or the other. It's not about the roster spot. It's got to be about the money. It has to be.
I think it's about the money.
If it's about the roster spot, then it's just a bad decision.
I think it's about the money. I think it's you got the Giants coming up at home Thursday night. You don't lose these games at home. Giants are banged up. You got 11 days to get ready for the Jets. You got a mini bye coming. Your schedule helps you to manage this until you complete the task at hand. So I think that's the way they look at it from a team building standpoint. We're able to make this move now. Okay. The date has come and gone. That's expired. We made a decision. We'll eliminate the player and save on the money. And we'll hopefully acquire that money and use that money to go get an impact player. Whether it's an outside guy or whether it's a tight end. And if it's an outside guy, I think it's a guy like Diggs or I think it's Gronkowski on the inside.
But that money.
I got your two options.
The money that is saved from.
And you'll continue to make adjustments to get to the money that you need to get the man under from a cap standpoint this year.
The money that is saved is not enough. It's $3.7 million.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to get more money.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Not necessarily a one for one, but they could be saving it for something else. But you can't then not go do something. You got to do something now.
I think they're good. Yeah. Yeah.
That impacts the offense in some way. Right.
Yeah. I even said during the broadcast, like, yeah, you better be on the phones. Yeah.
He would have made them better, though.
Yeah, I think they know that.
Ben Watson would have made them better. I don't understand how that has somehow been debated now. Like, that is now being called back into question.
No, I think he would have made
them
better.
Never in question before, but somehow now that is being questioned, which I find laughable.
I think he makes you slightly better, but it sort of solidifies what you are.
Slightly
you're
better.
Done.
Now he's slowed him in.
If you know that, if you know they're not making any moves,
slightly better,
and they're not making any moves and not spending any of the money,
then they blew this one.
Okay, exactly.
Yeah,
yeah. So everyone's in agreement then.
Yeah.
They got to make a move.
Yeah,
got to make a move. I mean, Zoe was saying, in your defense, on Sunday you were screaming, "You got to work the phones." So that
I told you Sunday he won't be back. I told you Sunday he won't be back, and they're working the phone.
Your opinion has not changed on that part at all.
How about 48 hours later? Are you more confident or less confident?
More confident they're working.
Zoe has been extremely consistent on that point. But the other point about Ben Watson, like, let's not say that Ben Watson would not have helped them or that this was about a roster spot or any of that. If they need the money because they need to save the money, and he's collateral damage because of the money, then let's just call that for what it is. That it was about money, and it's unfortunate, and they're unable to make their team better because of money. And you know what else that goes right back to, which is why I don't feel like we're getting that full story right now? It goes right back to Antonio Brown, which this team doesn't really want to mention or talk about anymore. But that's the truth of it.
I don't think they publicly talk about it.
Oh, no, of course not. But I just say, you know, they don't want their people. Their
well, there's a reason they went and got
that
guy in the first place.
They don't want their guys in the media talking about that either. But there's no risk in Antonio Brown. It's a $10 million teaching tool at worst. You know, well, guess what? That $10 million teaching tool turns into a $10 million cap hit that now prevents you from doing things like, oh, bringing Ben Watson back onto the roster. Because guess what? You're paying for that right now. Ben Watson's out of a job. He doesn't work for the Patriots anymore because of things like Antonio Brown. So it didn't come without risk. Sorry to go back to that. Sorry to bring that up again. I know how people hate talking about it.
It didn't sound like it was one of those, he might come back in a couple weeks either.
No, it didn't.
The way he tweeted, I didn't earn my roster spot. Watch out for that fly.
Yeah, is it a mosquito or a fly? What do we got here? These...
I'm not getting triple E.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's like that Sports Hub fly.
They're always in this room. You know that?
Yeah.
They're always in this room.
That smells like poo.
Dirty closet. Ugh. All the filth back here.
Q-tip.
Gross.
Look, used Q-tip.
There is. There's a used Q-tip.
Oh, yeah.
On
I wonder whose that is.
That's mine from like 5 weeks ago.
Oh, what'd you expect? Someone else to clean it up for you?
Yeah, there's no trash can here.
There it is again. Anyway. Now I lost my train of thought. We're going to hear from Bill Belichick later this hour, though. His press conference is coming up around 10:30. 617-779-0985, the telephone number. Zolak and Bertrand live from Gillette.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody, everybody.
Six one seven 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 nine zero ninety eight five. The telephone number. Bill Belichick coming up in about 12 or 13 minutes from now.
Nice.
Let's go to your phones. Tom's in Newton on Ben Watson. Hi, Tom.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Hi,
good.
Tom.
Good, real good.
So I got a question for you. So if Bill Belichick says that they couldn't find a roster spot for Ben Watson at a time when you know the offense is struggling and every dollar, every spot on the team matters. Can you tell me how they found a roster spot for Jordan bleeping Richards of all people? Like, how is that guy on the team after what he did in the Super Bowl and just
Simple.
His general performance? But Jeez. Ben Watson isn't. Thanks.
Because Nate Ebner, Rex Burkhead, who are both core special teamers, are out. Nate Ebner has a groin. It could be a long thing. Groins suck for that. You're also down, what, Patrick Chung in that game also plays some special teams. So there was a guy available on the street that understands every call, every system, every team that he's played on. So it's seamless for him to bring him in, and it's veteran minimum. And that's an easy one. He's not brought here to play safety. Okay, that ship sailed. He brought here to be a special teamer.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with that.
But it's not about now, money. It's about roster spot. He couldn't find a roster spot because he could not afford as – doing what's in the best interest of the team to part with any of the guys on the roster, that it would somehow hurt the chances of the team winning on a Sunday.
Yep, and we'll be replaying this show when they go to make that move weeks ahead and bring another player in.
Well, right, but that answer will still be nonsense, though, even when they do that. That answer is still baloney, is what it is.
When have they ever told you the truth?
You're right. I'm just saying, but that doesn't mean we have to accept it as truth. Doesn't mean we can't say that, oh, that answer is crap. Because it is. The answer is nonsense. If it's about the money, well, then I guess you could take that as a good sign because they'll use the money on something else, we assume. But then it's about the money. It's about money, and that's it. And that's why they couldn't do it. And then we could talk about the reasons why they don't have the money. And we could have an honest conversation about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what we do, because we're not beholden to all their bullcrap. We right. have honest conversations about the team.
Right,
because we can,
and that's why you bring a guy like
this. Is not communist China here, Zoe.
No,
this is a democratic conversation about the Patriots.
Right. And this is
we'll get to the NBA today. By the way,
this is like when you bring in Antonio Brown and you give a second year $20 million, second year payment there, like they did with Revis, full well knowing that money's not going to be paid. That's not there. That's fake money. Okay, so but this is real money.
Brent's in Somerset today. Brent.
Hey, I was actually going to call about Green Bay, but I just wanted to talk
you have to call about Green Day?
What, Green Day or Green Bay? Which team?
Do you know the time to listen to me? One, two,
Green Bay. Sorry.
Green Bay. Okay, what do you got on Green Bay?
I think they're the best team in the NFC, and I think the Patriots are obviously the best team in the AFC. I still think they're going to be in the Super Bowl.
I hope. I hope that's the matchup.
What do you think about San Francisco? You think San Francisco's got a shot?
I think they're pretenders, honestly.
Yeah. They're newcomers.
Yeah.
They'll skirt
they're
up
not somewhere. That great. Yeah. Wait until they play the Rams.
Rams? I think the Rams have had their day.
Oh, no, they are playing the Rams this week.
Yeah, they play the Rams this week.
I think that'll tell a lot.
Yes, I do. That's what I think so, too.
Yeah.
We'll see how real San Fran is this week.
What'd you have on the Pats? Anything?
I just think they didn't keep Ben Watson because I think they like what they have in Matt LaCoste and Rizzo. And because of the money with Antonio Brown, they can't afford it.
Yeah, well, those are two different things. Those are two very different things. If you like what you have in Izzo and LaCoste, that's different than the money. Two separate things. Do you like what they have in Izzo and LaCoste?
No. Do you?
I don't mind Izzo. I mean, there's some potential there.
Is your starting tight end on a Super Bowl contender? Super Bowl favorite.
Could the position be better for them?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it could.
So, I mean, I honestly answered the question.
Could they afford an upgrade? Yeah, I think so. I think that they could afford an upgrade. Matt LaCoste, I mean, what have you sort of thought of Matt LaCoste in his career? You thought that Matt LaCoste is going to, you know, did you think he was going to come in here and be some sort of great tight end? I don't know. He had an okay year last year in Denver, didn't he?
Yeah. It's fine. Whatever.
He was like okay there?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think they could do a lot better there. I thought they'd do better with Ben Watson. I thought it would be an upgrade. I think that there's some potential for Izzo. There's some. But you keep sort of hinting that Gronk could still be in play. You've never really stepped off of that.
Yeah, I think he's always in play. Yeah.
And you still think it is.
See a picture of him in the
Yeah, where did that picture come from?
He was in down in Miami Beach training, and then he went to surf. Looks a little more bulked up.
You texted it to me. Where is it from? Who took it? What publication?
I'll look.
So we can figure out when it was taken. I like how you have it saved in your phone. You've got it saved to screen.
So nice.
Yeah, I know. I where did you get this from, though?
I don't know. Okay, let's see.
He doesn't know. You saw the photo, right, Jim?
Yeah.
We need to find out where that's from.
It was immediately after. It was. I think he posted immediately after they said they're not bringing Watson back. It was around 4:05. I think he posted it. Workout.
Gronk did. On Instagram?
Instagram or Twitter, I don't know. Somebody sent it to me. I'm not sure where it was on.
Because the key is finding out if it's a recent photo, if it was taken yesterday. Oh, yeah, okay, I see where you got it from.
There it is.
It was taken 18 hours ago. Mm. Little work, little play on the beach for much-needed recovery day. And just, it's Gronk in the water.
Chest looks a little bigger.
It says South Beach. He does look bigger.
And he just bought that place down there.
With Stephen Ridley?
Ooh.
Is that Stephen Ridley?
He's tagged in the photo.
Oh, okay. I'm on the web version. I can't. It's not easy to see, though.
Kind of interesting. How
yeah, it is Stephen Ridley. I can see the tag now.
Kind of interesting how you're still around football players that are still trying to work out and stay active, right, and do football things as opposed to, you know, working out with.
Jim, do you think he looks bigger?
God, yeah. His chest.
I think he looks bigger.
He had no chest last year.
I think he looks bigger.
He had no chest.
I think his arms look bigger.
His neck
I think
is
he
not
looks bigger.
It's a good angle. It's a good angle
It's a good angle, but I'm looking at his arms.
Chest.
His arms look bigger.
His chest
is good angle for the arms.
Good angle for everything.
Go back and look at he and Camille doing that swimsuit shoot. Remember the Sports Illustrated one where and he had no chest. It's kind of flat because he hasn't been doing the bench in it. But I think he's starting to bench.
He just looks good. That's all.
I mean, 6 days ago, his arms looked pretty big, too.
Yeah, but you don't know when that was taken. You don't know when that was taken.
I mean, the guy's 6'6". He's still freaking big.
This is 6 days ago.
I can't really see that one. And then I see this one where he's like standing with a picture of himself and he looks skinny again with his CBD med hat on.
What's his neck? His neck is skinny.
Yeah.
When the neck's skinny, it tells you he's not lifting with the traps in the back. I wouldn't touch anything with the back. But if you get power, it's chest and arms.
They got to clear a lot of space for him, though, Zoe.
I'd clear it.
Got to clear that space for Rob Gronkowski.
GFO.
Got to clear the space.
GTFO.
If you're going to get him back.
Bye.
617-779-0985. We'll get back to your calls in
just a
little bit.
I think they'd make a cut for him, wouldn't they?
We'll hear from Bill Belichick coming up next. First, let's get to your headlines with Hart.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hey, it's me.
First, our introduction.
Zolak. Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Let's join Bill Belichick in progress. He's powered by the Okres Company. Here's the head coach.
Great skill players offensively. Barkley, Ingram. Slayton's made some big plays for him. Latimer. They do a good job. Coach Shermer does a good job using all his personnel, different personnel groupings, fullback, tight ends, receivers, play fast, play at a good, not no huddle fast, but play fast in terms of after the ball snapped. They separate and get into the defense quickly and force you to cover a lot of ground, deal with a lot of different problems in the running game. So got a lot of work to do. Get started here today, get as much so we can get done today, and finish up tomorrow, and then it'll be time to get ready to go. So we're off and running.
Raise your hand, I'll call on you for questions. Go ahead, Ben.
Bill, there seem to be myriad injury questions with the Giants right now, Ingram and Gallman and Saquon. How do you deal with all the uncertainty that they have right now?
Yeah, we'll be ready for everybody until they're out. We expect them all to play. We'll prepare for all of them to play. And they have a lot of good players. But look, they've gotten good depth. They have good depth, and they've gotten good play from a lot of different players. I mean, I'll just start with Jones stepping in for Manning. I mean, there's two good quarterbacks. So they've moved the ball and effectively against everybody.
Go ahead, Andrew.
When you look at Daniel Jones, since he stepped in, is he working with the entire offense there, or they kind of brought him along and opened up just a chapter here or there?
I'd say he runs the offense. I mean, you have to ask them that on the specifics, but they do what they – again, they have – it's like a West Coast-based offense with some, certainly an emphasis on the running game and play-action passes as well as some RPOs and things like that. So those are all part of what he does. It would be the same game plan if Eli was in there. I don't know. You'd have to ask them that, but I don't see them holding back anything. And he's very athletic. He's mobile. I wouldn't say he's just go back and start running, but if he needs to run, if the protection breaks down or if there's an opening there, he gets outside the pocket, he can cause a lot of damage with his speed and his ability to extend plays. But he's a very accurate quarterback and has good poise. He's shown good toughness in the pocket. He's been hit a few times, but he just stands in there and can keep ripping it. So he's been impressive.
Bill, how tough a decision was it yesterday to release Ben Watson? What did he bring to the team going back to camp?
Like Ben, just we don't have a roster spot for him right now, and so maybe that'll change. But for the moment, that's where it is.
Is there any carryover? You mentioned the West Coast system from what you guys saw against Washington to what you're considering?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, there's some similar concepts. But there are a lot of differences. Certainly the players are a lot different. I mean, just starting with Ingram, he's different than most any tight end we faced. And it's really like having a receiver at tight end. But he's also involved in other parts of the game. So it's It's not four receivers, but he's certainly not a tight end either. So it starts with, you know, guys, even though it's the same place, you start putting a guy like that in there, that changes things. You know, Barkley, we haven't seen anybody but like Barkley all year, so that changes things too.
Mike Reese, understanding Barkley might not play, he might play. I'm just building up what you just said, that you haven't seen anyone like him. In what way?
Yeah, every way. I mean, he's had more production than any player in the history of the game and the time he's played. So 91 catches, whatever it was last year. Receiver, runner, power, speed, athleticism, it's hard to tackle. Just do it all.
You said that you guys didn't have space for Ben Watson. What have you seen from the tight ends that are on the roster? He talks about how, Matt, you hadn't quite gotten enough practice time with his limitations.
Well, they're both younger players that are developing, and you know, we feel like have had some upside, have done a decent job for us. Certainly, you know, have a ways to go, but have had enough production to want to keep working with them. Sorry.
Nick Romero.
Bill, I want to ask about special teams play during the Redskins game. It looked like there was one play, I think it was Terrence Brooks, was lined about like 13 yards off the ball, similar depth to the punter. What made you try that out with a player like Terrence, and what sort of effectiveness did it have changing the position of a gunner-type player like that?
Yeah, we've run that before, and we can't leave before the ball's kicked, but puts another player in space to be able to cover the punt. So that's the idea of it.
Does that answer your question?
Pretty much. I just want to. What advantages of having a guy that deep does that create versus having a guy towards the line of scrimmage?
If you put him on the line of scrimmage, he can't release until the ball's punted. If you put him behind the line of scrimmage, he could get a run and start, not cross the line, but when he hits the line of scrimmage, he'd be going full speed, which would put him down into the coverage quicker.
I'm wondering what it's been like to coach Michael Bennett so far this season and what you guys have gotten out of him.
Yeah, good. Michael's a smart player. He's got a lot of experience. He has a lot of he's been in a different system, so he's kind of adapted to our system, but we've also talked to him about some of the things that he's done, and he obviously has a lot of experience and a lot of input, not just against individual players, but also schematically. So it's been good. He's really tried hard and worked hard to embrace what we've asked him to do, which again is quite different than what he's done in Seattle and Philly, even in Tampa. So yeah, it's been fun.
His snap count is a little lower than it's been traditionally in the past years. Is that a function of him being a more veteran player, or is just finding out a role for him? Why is that?
Yeah, he's on our team. I don't care what happened to some other team. I don't really know what that was or wasn't. But we'll try to do what's best for our team, and that's everybody. It's him, it's everybody else. And Devin McCourty's snap count's down, too.
What you've seen, where does Golden Tate most hurt opposing defenses? Kind of what areas of the field?
Yeah, whenever he gets the ball in his hands, it's very dangerous in the return game. Primarily plays in the slot, but not exclusively. He's, again, good with any play where he runs with the ball, so it could be screens, speed sweeps. But he's also obviously a very dangerous receiver, so put him in the middle of formation. That gives him the most options to go across, to go vertical, to go back outside. So he's good at all those.
Tarkai?
You mentioned it doesn't snap down some. Is the depth of your defense, does that allow you to rotate guys in a little bit more?
Yeah, we've played a lot of players, so. I'm not sure who snap counts up. I don't know. Maybe you guys can tell me that. We've rotated a lot. We've played 20 players on defense the last 4 or 5 weeks, so naturally, you start splitting it up between 20 guys, that's what you're going to get. Show me how many teams in the league play 20 players on defense. I don't know. Not too many.
Bill, is that kind of rotation, is that just a product of
the talent you feel like you have on that side of the ball, or is there a work management sort of mindset when it comes to keeping players fresh in the short term or in the long term?
Yeah, I don't know, Phil. Look, we have a lot of good players. Each week is his own week. It depends on the situation. It depends on the game plan. Sometimes it depends on how they play the game. So, yeah, I didn't know that Washington was going to be in 10 personnel for 30-some plays or whatever it was. So that changed some of our play time. I mean, it's not like we go into the game and say, like, this is how many plays each guy is going to play. I mean, we just don't do it that way. So there's a lot of factors. I don't know what they all are. But ultimately, they all come into play and try to do what we think's best.
Henry, what have you seen from Nate Solder this season?
Yeah, Nate's a solid player. A veteran player, obviously, very experienced. He's played all the snaps I've seen at left tackle. Has for quite a while now. So, he and Hernandez give him a good solid side over there.
Bill, when you face an offense during the personnel groups, but you have at the second level the linebackers that you do with the versatility, guys can do a lot of different things and do them extremely well. How much of an advantage is that where those guys can be three down linebackers but do different things on those three downs?
Yeah, it's huge. We face a different offense every week. Even if they're the same, they're different because of the different personnel. So to be able to have players that can do multiple things and do them well, this gives you a tremendous advantage. You can substitute or you cannot substitute. We have a lot of players that fall into that category. So we have the ability to sub if we want to, or if we don't want to, we can let the players play where they normally play, and they can certainly handle that adequately.
This isn't the first time this has happened where you're playing a preseason opponent in the regular season, but how much, if anything, can you take from that preseason finale for this week?
I mean, I don't think too many people that played in that game on either side of the ball for either team are going to, I don't know how much they're going to play in this game, so I don't think there's a lot of matchups in that game, and schematically I'd say it was pretty watered down from what they ran, what we ran, based on just looking back at the game. We'll see what happens on Thursday, but I think both teams will do more than they did in that game, be my guess.
The final question here, Steve.
Phil, how important has Danny Shelton been to you on the front line there?
Yeah, Danny's done a good job for us. His second year, I think he came in with he was in good shape, came in with a great attitude. He's really worked hard to do the things that we asked him to do, which is a little different than what he'd done in the systems that he'd been in Cleveland. And he tried to do that last year. I'd say this year he's just further ahead on it and build on the experiences that he had last year, and has really given us a really good level of play inside. And his role's actually expanded from what it was last year because he's been able to do more things, and he's doing the things that we've asked him to do at a good level. So he's been productive and versatile. He's done a good job for us.
Coach?
Okay, thank you.
All right, that is Patriots head coach Bill Belichick, powered by the Okers Company here in New England. Our coach can't afford downtime with technology when the goal is another championship. And nobody does technology better than Okers, powering New England for over 98 years. Visit OCKERS.com. That's Okers.com. Okers, technology for tomorrow. Let's talk about last night's game, though. Let's talk about Jimmy Garoppolo, former Patriots quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo, who continues to win football games, and his team continues to win football games. We'll get to that story on the 49ers coming up next.
Nice.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Second and nine, four-man rush, score it, Kittle. And when you got one of the best tight ends in the league, that happens too. 22-yard touchdown catch, George Kittle.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear
Jimmy G, though, crushing it.
Yeah.
Just absolutely crushing it.
First of all.
Having all kinds of success.
Phenomenal uniforms. One of the best in the league. Just that, pops. It's
the hell
clean.
Does that
I
have to do with anything?
I was just sitting there like, wow, these uniforms.
What does that have to do with
anything? I'm such a Montana fan that it's just, I fell in love with the uniform. But Jimmy looks like he did when he was just, he's polished. He's well coached. That running game they have around him. The play calling. The fast defense. Everything's good on the upswing for him. Don't forget, he's only, what, 13 starts into this thing.
Get to 98.5thesportshub.com because that's where you can always get our podcast hour by hour or in a nutshell to catch up on the show. Also, get the latest sports news, but also download our app, the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. You can also read Tony Maserati today at 98.5thesportshub.com. He writes, are Brady and Garoppolo racing to meet in Miami?
That's like reading Breer in Ohio State Week versus Michigan. Man.
He says, in the grandest of dreams, this is how it ends.
His dream, his wet dream.
With
not
Tom
mine.
Brady.
give me Rodgers versus Brady.
With Tom Brady and Jimmy Garoppolo squaring off in the Super Bowl.
No
and
chance.
What could be Tom Brady's last game? Two quarterbacks drafted by Bill Belichick, one with the intention of replacing the other. Belichick's worlds colliding on the grandest stage in sports. And if you want to get really sadistic about it, Garoppolo's current coach, Kyle Shanahan, would be faced with the same kind of decision that felled him in Super Bowl 51 when Belichick and Brady came back from a 28-3 deficit.
Oh, what was the score in the fourth quarter?
To win their fifth of six Super Bowl titles. Do I run or do I throw? But we digress. Don't look now, Patriot followers.
Didn't he throw
but
in the score Jimmy, from last night? It was 28-3 last
but
night.
But Jimmy and Tom are the only starting quarterbacks in the NFL who have yet to lose a game this season. That is no small feat, especially for Garoppolo, who has never started more than five consecutive games in a single NFL season. Read the rest of that column. It's excellent. 98.5thesportshub.com. Jimmy G and Tom Brady, undefeated. Undefeated, having great seasons, and you've got the Pats and 49ers left as undefeated teams. What do you think about that, so? What do you think? Well, I'll tell you one thing. Number one, there goes the rooting for against Garoppolo to get cut. I mean, that doesn't look like that's in play.
That ship sailed. That wasn't going to happen. The kid's too
sailed.
Good. That was not going to happen.
But this is really the more important question for us, for our show, right? Yeah. Because this is the sports world according to Beadle and Zoe. Are you buying in yet on Jimmy G? Can we get you to buy in finally?
Me?
Yes, you.
But buy in on what?
On Jimmy G.
As what?
An NFL starting quarterback and a good
yes.
one.
We had this discussion at the start of the year.
Yeah, but...
What do you mean? I put him in the top 15. What
yeah, I don't
about?
Know. You've never really fully gone in.
Hang on.
No, you asked me if I'd take him or Stidham at this
you
point.
Said
I said Stidham based
take
on what it is.
Stidham over Jimmy G.
I don't want...
That's not
I don't
buying
want to
in.
What do you mean, Beadle? He put him in the top 15.
Right now, yes, but you're rooting
15.
For him to be a damaged goods.
Hold
that's
on.
Like
I don't
seventh
want
alternate for the Pro Bowl.
You can't. It's not revisionist history.
And no, and wait a minute. You said you would take Jared Stidham.
Right, yeah.
Ahead of Jimmy Garoppolo.
If I had to make a decision right
like
now.
Like a month ago.
Do I take Jared Stidham and have the ability to coach him for 2 years, or do I want damaged Garoppolo goods in 2 years? I'll take Jared Stidham. I said that.
So
I said right now Jimmy's a top 20 quarterback.
Now he's top 20.
Or top 15, whatever it was. Check the tape.
But wait a minute.
It's quite clear on it.
But if you're going to say that you take Stidham ahead
no,
of
No, I'm
him,
not playing this game. I'm not doing it. What do you mean? You asked me at the time, what would you do? Would you root for this kid to fall on his face and defensive. Be available to
you? You're very defensive.
Well, how about right now? Has he entered the top 10?
Is he in the top 10 for you?
Who?
Jimmy.
I don't know that.
That's all right.
I haven't seen enough football.
That's okay. I wouldn't expect you to answer that on the spot.
I have not. To be fair, I haven't seen enough football. But I tell you what, he throws that freaking out last night. That speed out. But the problem is, sometimes he gets lazy with his feet, and he throws open-footed, and he throws easy throws into the dirt.
There it is.
He'll make two throws.
There it is. Here it comes.
The 17, yeah.
Here it comes.
Did you watch a game?
Let's hear it. I like
17-yard comebacks on a freaking dime. That little number 11, too, was that Goodwin? He can catch the ball. Freaking dime. Far out from the right hash, throwing dimes. And then he's got guys wide open in the flat, and he throws it in their feet. Or the tight end, dragging it across the middle, throws it in his shoot tops. Guy makes a hell of a catch. He's got to be more consistent. He's got to prove that.
Do you think that Bill is...
He's got all the tools.
Do you think Bill would root to face Jimmy Garoppolo in the Super Bowl or root against that?
I don't think Bill wants that headache that week.
Oh. Would he want Jimmy to get a win?
Because we know how invested in Jimmy's success.
Oh, yeah, Bill wants to lose another big one. That does real well for Bill's health.
But he also knows that Jimmy's good. He knows the guy.
But that's a good question. Who would you rather face in a suit? Who do you think he is, a defensive guy?
It's a defensive guy. Who does he want to...
Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, or Jimmy Garoppolo? I think he'd rather face Garoppolo. He's in best chance to win.
He's also very familiar with Garoppolo, right?
Yeah, I think he'd rather face Shanahan as a coach.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a very key element of all this.
You think Shanahan was crapping his pants last night? That game was 28-3. They were up 28-3. I'm like, oh, God, what's he going to do?
There's also this element of...
See, look how good Jimmy looks in his uniform.
Jimmy does get it together out there in San Francisco. Look how good he looks in his uniform.
Oh, my God, look at that. Oh, sharp.
There's also this element former Patriot quarterbacks thrive. Not only Jimmy Garoppolo, but Jacoby Brissett.
I think Brissett had the bigger win between the two.
Okay, but Brissett didn't do crap in that game.
Doesn't matter. He's in. He's playing instead of Andrew Luck. And managing games and not killing his team on the road in Kansas City while they're doing everything they can across the way.
He didn't have a chance to kill his team in that game.
How much did Jimmy do? They had 275 yards rushing yesterday.
You take the first one, 83 yards right up the gut, you're up 7-0. Baker Mayfield crapped his pants. I'll take Jimmy Garoppolo over Baker Mayfield any day.
I don't know. Jimmy still had 2 touchdown passes, so.
Oh, he had a hell of a throw to that tight end up the seam. That was great. That's great play design. That's Shanahan. That's a hell of a call. Great play design.
Garoppolo over Daniel Jones?
What's that?
Garoppolo over Daniel Jones?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to slowly keep asking Zoe questions all day.
I like that. Good job.
Go through, Blake.
Good job.
I wouldn't take him over Rodgers. I wouldn't take him over Roethlisberger. I wouldn't take him over Breeze.
Roethlisberger's not playing, so.
Well, I'm saying, let's go back to when we had our discussion week one, tool bags. Okay? if you really want to go back.
I'm saying there's a chance.
Let's go back.
There's a chance he's in the top 10 right now.
This topic irritates.
Okay, well, wait a minute. Right now.
And I like it.
Okay, so Breeze and Roethlisberger aren't playing. You just took two out.
Okay. Right now, yeah.
Cam Newton's hurt. Take
no Breeze.
Yeah,
no Breeze.
Yep, no Cam Newton.
No Roethlisberger. No Cam Newton, who was really trending in a bad way already.
Gardner Minshew.
No.
Comparable. Very comparable.
I'm taking Jimmy before I take Gardner Minshew.
I would too. But I'm saying there's your comparable.
Jacoby Brissett.
I'd take Jimmy Garoppolo over him.
Jimmy G.
Yeah.
Rivers.
Here's one. Baker Mayfield. Or Jacoby Brissett? Baker Mayfield or Jimmy G? Sorry.
He just said Jimmy G.
I already said Jimmy.
Oh, yeah. You did?
Yeah.
Not listening.
10 out of 10 times.
Lamar Jackson.
Jimmy.
He's definitely going to be in the top 10.
In the top 10.
Lamar Jackson. But see, what you're doing here, you're really starting to find out, like, you got some bad quarterback playing this league. I take Jimmy.
Jimmy.
I don't think Dak's that great. Jimmy. Dak's going to be paid higher than Jimmy, which is scary.
Anybody other than Brady?
That team will be crippled in 2 years.
Russell Wilson and Rodgers.
Goes to show you, there's that drop-off from those top four again, man. We talked about this in the offseason.
And Mahomes.
You could go, Mahomes, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not taking Mahomes.
What do you want, Goff or Trubisky or Jimmy G? You want to do that game? Ooh, gee, let me think about...
He might be in your top five.
Let me think about that one. Wilson's up there. Russ Wilson's top three.
That's
man,
the four.
I'm going through the
Russ
league.
Russ Wilson's MVP
Listen,
right
it's
now.
Brady, Rodgers, Wilson, and Mahomes right now.
Yeah.
After that, who?
Up for grabs. It's nobody in Buffalo, nobody in the Jets, nobody in Miami, nobody in Baltimore.
He's definitely in my top 10
Nobody
right
in
now.
Cincinnati, nobody in Cleveland.
He's
nobody
absolutely a top 10 quarterback in this league.
I mean, process elimination now, yes?
Yes.
Kyler Murray or Jimmy? I take Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Jimmy over Goff.
Flacco or Jimmy? Jimmy. Stafford or Jimmy?
Jimmy. Stafford can play.
Yeah, it's true.
Over Trubisky, that's for sure.
Well, I mean, Stafford's in that top 10, but
I'd take Jimmy over the Vikings.
How about Wentz?
I'd take
Jimmy over Wentz.
Wentz is close, but I'd still take right now. I still have concerns about Wentz coming back.
I'd rather have a thrower than a runner. I think Wentz is too much of a combination.
Wentz missed a deep throw the other day.
Yeah, Jimmy's missed a couple.
I'm like, what's up with that?
You know? I like to see Jimmy hit like 10 in a row or 14 in a row. That's what he's got to do more consistently. You know, the easy throws. Jimmy can make the difficult throws. He's got to make the easy throws easier, if that makes any sense. He gets lazy on the wide open crap.
We've got news for you.
What do you got?
I got news for you that I will give you coming up after the headlines in 90 seconds, and it is it pertains to Rob Gronkowski. So you're going to want to hear this, my friend.
Okay, pal.
We'll tell you about it in 90 seconds.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.